is a very surreal feeling being here on an empty stage that only hours ago was a swamp with ogres and a talking donkey and poos in boots. The girls of Tara and the boys of Kings, they were always going to put on something brilliant. But I think Shrek, the musical, delivered not just in the ways that we were expecting, but it went above and beyond. Let's take a look behind the scenes to see how this incredible musical voyage took place.
So whenever we choose a show, we know that we've got the talent that can actually cover it. So we actually try to pick a show based around the talent that we have, rather than try and make the talent fit the show. So this one was kind of easy because the group of drama students that are coming through are animated, they're delightful, they're humorous. So picking a show that suited their talents almost was like a hand feeding a glove. Because this is a big costume and makeup show, the students have actually had to learn to actually characterise and perform within very detailed costumes, meaning that their expressiveness is somewhat reliant on the costume and the makeup, and they've got to learn to adapt to that, which has not been easy. This is one of the first times that we've done a real fantasy-based musical, and I think it's lovely to be able to do something that's highly animated and visually colourful and interesting, something that's different for us. Interestingly, the modern musical spends its money on sets and costumes rather than on cast members, where they have mega dollars to be able to solve all of their problems. We've got to find creative ways to solve those problems that are inherent in the script without using big dollars. I'm loving the fact that every house is actually coming to the show and that they're bringing their community together and using the musical as an avenue to bring their part of the community together. So in one way or another, the musical is bringing the entire school together, and that's just fabulous.
Shrek is a, I guess, misunderstood character. He's very angry, frustrated, you know. He's been left in the swamp by himself and he just needs some friends. And I think the entire musical really goes through how he finds those friends and gets out of this barrier that he's placed on himself. And now that he can be like one of us. He's like a very relatable character. When I first got the role, I was pretty scared. But once I got it, I was determined to make it a good character and, most importantly, let people enjoy the show and have fun while doing it. I think the musical has provided me with more confidence. I've been able to now perform in front of tons of different people, and it's been a challenge, but I've eventually been able to overcome it, and it has made me a better person. I think my advice would just be give it a go. Because originally I wasn't even planning to go for Shrek, and Mr. Terzo asked me to audition and I got the role just because of one little thing. So just give it a go and you should be fine. The makeup process takes a few hours. I just sit there and it's pretty surreal. It feels kind of normal, but it's just that my face is covered with this big nose. It feels a little bit, I guess, claustrophobic, but I should be fine.
I feel everyone sees Donkey as the funny character, but really, I see him as a lot more than that. He's kind of the character that represents insecurity and loneliness. Through his friendship with Shrek, he not only finds a purpose, but finds a new best friend, which is, yeah, good for him. I really enjoy playing this role as I get to work alongside Zach, who's a phenomenal actor. Just great building this chemistry on stage with him, and I hope the audience can enjoy it too. I think the thing I remember most from this musical is probably during rehearsals, just the banter and stuff we have backstage. The friendships I've made with other year groups, that hasn't only been like enjoyable in the musical, just getting along with all the boys, but it's another friendly face that I can just look around the school and just say hi to, which, I don't know, it's a great thing to have.
So I'm playing Lord Farquaad. He's incredibly short, is the first major part of the character. He's childish. He's demanding and he really enjoys power. He's the main villain, and a lot of the script makes a bit of a joke about it, which makes for some interesting scenes. My favourite scene is the song Make a Move, which is primarily Sam and also some of the other characters, like Shrek's in there, Fiona's in there, and the three blind mice. I think it's a hilarious scene and they do a really good job at it.
I think that the success of Shrek is based exclusively on the development of the character. And without the makeup and the cowl that's required to give that makeup look success, I think the show can fall down very, very quickly. And we're in a fortunate position where we're using many different items and many different products to make that Shrek character work. So it's not just about Shrek, obviously. You've got pigs, you've got witches, you've got wolves. So all these characters need to be come across in a very dramatic and exciting way on stage. We've got our lead role, which is Shrek. He's got a foam latex cowl and he's got a silicon encapsulated appliance. And this is how it is done for a Broadway version of Shrek. We've really just copied that idea in actual fact. Bear in mind, we've got to remove the makeup as quickly as we possibly can, create another character. It's about designing a makeup that comes off really quickly, but also goes on efficiently. With Donkey, he's a main character, so we're really focusing on creating that cheeky, lovable, sort of American-type character. We're going to give him a little goatee beard, and he'll be fun. Obviously, the special effects makeup side of things is vital. It's important that people believe that Shrek is Shrek. So it's believing that the ogre is the ogre, believing that he's able to not only portray that character, but physically, visibly look like that character. Very important.
Unfortunately, the set was designed for the Riverside Theatre, Parramatta, and we've modified a little bit to fit into the King's Theatre. As a result, we've used about 20% of what they've given us. So unfortunately, we had to build most of the stuff you see here, because it was just too big for this theatre. The boys do a lot of the heavy lifting when we need it, which is great, fantastic, and they're just so involved and so happy to be part of the build and to be around people who do it for a living. And I think it's great to show the King's kids that there are other options in theatre than lighting and sound and acting, that we build, we do set construction, and we do props. I think they love just being around it and being part of it. You know, the professionality of the shows are just astounding now. And it's great to come back. It's just great to be a part of it. You've seen how the theatre has developed. You've seen how things have changed, how technology's changed, how lighting's changed. But I think the most important thing is that the boys and the spirit and the passion and just the fun that the boys bring to the show hasn't changed a bit, which is great to see. So I'm very, very happy to just slot back in, and it's like being back at school. That's great.
The show was absolutely fantastic. The boys and girls have been working so hard over so many months, and see it all put together, so much colour, so much life and activity. Absolutely loved it. I'm looking forward to coming again.
Lots of laughs and really well cast, and the energy from everyone was just beautiful.
Fabulous music.
Performances were great, especially in the heat.
They were crazy on the set this year.
It was really
fantastic.
Really good.
Yeah,
really, really good.
Top performance from the King's School always.
The theatrical productions here at King's with Tara offer students the chance to really hone their confidence and to give them skills they probably didn't know that they had. I cannot wait to see what the future holds for this very stage. It won't be a swamp, but it will certainly be spectacular. I'm Mike Simons. We'll see you next time.